You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Opening a business in the midst of a pandemic might sound like a bad idea, unless you're in the bicycle business, which has seen ridership boom throughout the lockdowns. T. White's is an independent second-hand bike shop on Simon Street, specialising in repairing pre-loved bikes. And next week, after over a decade in the business, they're opening a second shop in New Lynn. Over the past decades, small owner-operator stores have closed down as big box stores took over. However, T. White's has thrived. Producer Jack Marshall had a chat with Anai Brown from the shop about how the bicycle journey started.
Yeah, a bit of background about T. White's. Tim White started the shop in 2008 and sort of grew it from a sort of quite niche BMX fixed gear type shop to the beast that it is today. That just sort of does everything and anything and the more weird of the things that other shops don't want to do. So it became my bike shop when I sort of got into bits and pieces. I was always tinkering and building my own stuff and that sort of jazz. So it became my bike shop and the vibe just sort of caught me because it wasn't like the cookie cutter shops that were around me at the time. I was just naturally drawn there and just went there every time I could. And then then in 2018, Tim put up, he was looking for a job for a customer service and mechanic, which sort of really ticked a few boxes for me at the time. Was looking for a change from my current or from my old industry, where I was sort of plateauing a wee bit and just sort of wasn't getting any satisfaction there. And then sort of went for the job interview and Tim sort of hit me up and go, it's a temporary role unless you want to buy the business. To which was just left a field. I was just like, okay. So I got out of that interview, literally called my missus straight away and was just like, how do you feel about this? And just literally snowballed from there, and it's just sort of, and here we are today. So a lot of right place, right time, a lot of fortunate things sort of happened along the way as well. Really quite lucky in that respect. And now we're lucky enough to sort of be here on the cusp of cycling in Auckland, as it were. So
it's funny you bring up what other bike shops don't want to do, because I was under the impression to have a successful bike shop, you just need to sell bikes and then have like the illusion of fixing them in like a small room in the back.
Yeah.
But you guys have you just tossed that all out and you're just basically like the most epic bicycle repair shop. How does that even work in this industry?
I don't know. From what I've sort of gathered in the last couple of years is when you're shaking people for change, you got to catch what you can. And, not been horrible, but it's just if people need a job done and you're there and can do it, might as well, you'd be silly not to, especially in these times now that we've sort of experienced with COVID and that sort of thing. It's just like you just got to retain what you can when you can and carry on. I suppose for a lot of us, we sort of see it as fun because these are the things that we used to do in our sheds and our lounges and our backyards. A lot of these guys have been doing it from childhood. I've sort of been tattooing for a while, like a long time, and Tim's been doing it for years and years and years. So yeah, I suppose it's just another bike to us. It's not that piece of shit old 15-year-old bike. I don't want to touch it because it's good. It's just another bike to us. So we just and you can't judge what other people ride either. There's a bit of prejudice about that around the traps as well that I've found. Coming from the auto industry, coming into the cycling industry, I didn't really know what to expect, I suppose. That was a bit interesting, is that people just don't want to touch bikes that are too old or they deem not good enough, I suppose, which is interesting.
You're opening a store in New Lynn in the middle of a pandemic.
It was bold, I suppose, now looking back going, expansion is something we've always sort of wanted to touch on since sort of acquiring a business that already was. My partner and myself sort of wanted to try something where we could give our own take, obviously with keeping in the rest of what Simon Street is, because that's what was appealing to us and we certainly don't want to lose that. Expansion was always something we wanted to do, and Newland sort of opened up a bit of a gap. The bike barn was brought out by an Australian company, so they've chosen to close 7 of their 12 stores and back down to 5 stores throughout New Zealand, not just Auckland, which made a lot of gaps in the cycle industry. In the past, those kind of shops had closed out your local mower and cycle store, or your suburban bicycle shop was sort of cut out by these larger chain stores. And now that these chain stores are gone, where do these people go? And we found a lot of West Auckland customers had a huge geographical gap between sort of our Eden Terrace area to Massey, or Westgate essentially was the closest bike store. So I started noticing just a big geographical gap, and having people coming from either deep in West Auckland to us, or just on the fringes of West Auckland to us, where they could sort of, you know, if there was a shop in Newland, I'm sure they would go there, like say from Blockhouse Bay, rather than coming all the way to Eden Terrace. So yeah, that was the reason why Newland was chosen, was a big player sort of stepped out, and here's us.
Well, Waitakere basically is like another city away.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's a super city, dude.
Yeah, so what's the spot in New Lynn kind of like? Is it going to be the same as T. White's in Simon Street? Like,
yeah, so we're pretty much
going... What's the vibe?
Yeah, we're just going to mimic what's going on in Simon Street to its entirety, but just in a scaled-down level. The premises that we're in is miniature compared to the Florio we've got in Simon Street, but we're still going to have the same vibe with all the same parts available. It's just going to be in a smaller scale. So instead of having the large range like we normally have to choose from in Simon Street, it's going to be more curated, just a smaller range. So instead of having, say, like 15 items to choose from, you're going to have like 4 to 5 just purely for space. That's about it. I suppose that was a bit of coming from our cautionary approach to the whole venture with said pandemic. Just found the right premises, just with the right potential, I think. So it's just a testing ground as such as well, just a foray. I mean, we're not, I suppose, experienced business professionals, both my partner and myself. So this is all sort of new grounds to us. I mean, I've opened new stores for other companies with other people's money, but not my own. So it's certainly... it makes you appreciate what goes into opening another shop. But
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.